Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And from the Wreck My Podcast, Cam.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Yes, you are, sir. We are on the third issue of this X-Men arc, issue 62. And if you'd like to listen to our other coverage of the X-Men, go back to our last two episodes. And also check out episodes 76
through 81.
Thank you.
You're looking for your book?
Yeah. Yep. So we start out this issue, and Angel is being attacked by pterodactyls, and he's having flashback, or pteranodons. Either one works, right?
Pterodactyls.
So he's trying to dodge these pterodons, and I don't know why. We're literally coming into this beginning unknown why he's being attacked.
Right.
But then we go to the flashback, and he wakes up next to Alex and Lorna, and he's like, I need to go find Sauron. He did this to me, and he knows that Lycos was Sauron, and so he goes to Sauron's office and finds an address to Anderson's place, goes there, and then he knows to go to the cabin. I don't know.
Basically, he finds his way where everybody else is.
Yeah, he finds his way to where Sauron went, or where Lycos fell down the cliff. And so now he's flying down the cliff, and that's when he gets attacked by pterodactyls. Pterodactyls kind of knocked him out, or he got knocked into one of the walls, and so he goes flying down into this land.
And we'll call it this land.
What? Fucker.
Do you at least get the reference?
Yes.
Okay, thank God. I thought I was going to have to walk away.
This frogman finds him.
Okay, dude, when I first saw him, I didn't realize he's a frog, and I thought it looked like a fucking grasshopper.
Oh, I can see that.
Okay, good. I was hoping I wasn't the only one.
Yeah, I mean, I know, yeah. I can see it, but because of the robotics on his head.
Oh, yeah. All right. I see what you mean.
Yeah, it could be. Like, those could have been antennas.
Well, no. I knew he was a frog on the second page. It was just the first page that I thought he was a fucking grasshopper. It's kind of creepy.
That works. But then he's talking to this other human, this what he calls the creator. And right. It's this older
gentleman with white hair.
Thank you. And he's got, like, robotic pack on his back and
like these metal sleeves on his arms and stuff.
Very
metally.
So it made me think of the Anti-Monitor from Crisis. For anybody who's read Crisis on Infinite Earths, you'll get the shoulder pad reference. You'll see that eventually.
Anti-Monitor?
You'll get there.
It's like a monitor, except he doesn't watch anything.
So
sorry.
You're fine.
I can stop at any time that I want to, and I don't want to.
Exactly. Why would you want to? We then go over to the other X-Men. They had came down this path, a different path, to this land, which I guess, I mean, it's a savage land. We know it's...
No, we need to keep calling it this land. At least until the...
The reveal.
Well, I was going to say at least until the T-Rex shows up.
Which is right now, so...
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
Yep.
Okay, leap on the wind. Anyways.
Watch how I... So they're going through the Savage Land, and this T-Rex attacks them. They are able to get away, kinda, with the help of Kazar. And Kazar is basically just a Tarzan ripoff. Is it a Tarzan ripoff?
I think of him more as a Beastmaster ripoff.
That could work.
Although Beastmaster wasn't around when this came out, so it'd have to be Tarzan. So maybe Beastmaster is a
ripoff of Kazar,
but he's better.
Yeah.
Anyways, Beastmaster. Regardless, you got a dude in a loincloth that's a blonde, and
yeah, he apparently appeared in issue 10. So
oh yeah, I forgot about that. Like thanks,
70
Stan.
Issues ago. That's fine. 50 issues ago, whatever. And Kazar is
literally just telling you to be quiet. He's like, quiet. Be silent. I shall say no more. And then, you know, Bobby's like, look, bitch, it's not nice to point, so I'm going to freeze your hand because I'm a whole dick. And
Kazar bitch slaps him.
Literally it's bitch slaps great. Him. Backhands Bobby. Fucking. And then Beast punches him, and he's just like, what? I deal with beasts all the time, and you're a little bitch of a beast. And then bitch slaps him down, too.
And then Beast is getting ready to get up, but Zabu, the saber-toothed tiger, stops him. And Beast's like, okay, I'm going to stay right here. I'm done.
And I guess I can just chill right here.
Yeah.
It's a good spot. It's comfy.
So Kazar is on lookout. He's following this, what did he call them? Swamp savages?
Yeah, who have taken captive a water person.
Sure. Everybody wants to capture Aquaman, right?
Do they?
Don't they? If you look like Jason Momoa.
Okay, look. Your girlfriend? Yes. I'm pretty sure she has a trap set up for him upstairs.
It's like a stick in a box. Just like a string waiting around the corner.
All right, so here's a poll for anybody that's listening. What would you try to trap? What would you try to lure Jason Momoa into a box with?
Pre-workout.
So, Kazar attacks the swamp savages. And punches this guy. I can't remember what this guy's name was. Purple-looking guy. Looks very...
douchey.
So I thought this was Lycos at first. Because this guy's got some like hypnotic powers.
Actually, I think he gives him like vertigo.
Okay. Because
he's like, my head's spinning and, you know.
Okay.
Does the guy have a name?
He does have a name. I just can't remember what it's called. What was it?
Headspin Jones.
I like that one. Headspin Jones. Equilibrius.
Ooh, what a good name.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah. This guy's name is Equilibrius. So yeah, he's probably Vertigo-ish type.
Wait, isn't Vertigo X-Men?
No, Vertigo's a Green Arrow.
Wasn't Vertigo a drug?
In the show, yeah.
Okay.
But in the comic, it's actually a... like vertigo. He gives people vertigo. Yeah, literally. Which definitely messes with Green Arrow because he needs his equilibrium to fire his arrows. Anyway.
My only weakness. How did you know? Anyway.
So, Kazar is fighting these swamp savages all by himself because he told the X-Men to stay out of it. But then Cyclops
The X-Men watch him get the shit kicked out of him for a little bit and then they're like... maybe we should jump in there and help anyways.
So they do. And, you know, they turn the tables.
You get this nice shot of Cyclops' ass right there as Jean shoots between his legs.
Ha! Nice.
Anyways.
We go back to the creator, and he figures out that Angel isn't dead.
He's nearly dead.
Mostly dead. But still alive.
So he puts him in, what the fuck is it? A cryogenic unit. Oh my god. This guy had Disney.
I thought that was just his head in a jar.
No, I think that's Futurama.
Well, yes, but... Okay, anyway. He realizes Angel's still alive, and so after he puts him in the cryogenic chamber and brings him back to life... we get our next costume change for Angel, which this is the more popular one, I think.
Yeah, the blue and white.
I've seen this one more than any of the other ones.
Yeah, the red, blue, and yellow one was really weird to see, because this was the one that I remember him having before they turned him into Archangel.
Yes, and then the very first one was...
the douchey yellow.
Yeah, which was really,
with the suspenders.
Really awkward.
So, you know, everybody... is all, you know, oh, he lives again, woo! Hail to the he who rules the savage land, the all-consuming creator. How are you an all-consuming person if you're a creator? Wouldn't that you be, like, the opposite of consuming? Anyways. So then we got the, what the fuck was his name? Equilibrius. Staggers in, because his equilibrium's off. And he's like, oh, I got the shit kicked out of me by the X-Men. Then the creator is like, the other X-Men? Oh, no!
And Angel's like, it sounds like you know, like, they're your enemies. Like, they're not enemies. And he's like, if you just let me go and talk to him, I can convince him that you're doing really good work here. So we go back to the X-Men and Kazar, and he's trying to get to the creator, because the creator, in his eyes, the creator's bad.
Yeah. And so he lets this dude go on a chocobo, and dude, come on, look at it. It's a fucking chocobo.
Yes, okay.
All right.
It looks like a chocobo.
Hold on a second. I think I have the chocobo song.
Jesus. So as they're rushing.
And, well, they're like, why did you let him go? And he's like, because he's going to lead me back to his base, dummies.
Yeah. So as they're chasing after him, we are introduced to this flute guy?
It's just the Piper.
Is it just the Piper? Okay.
Pied Piper was taken.
We've been dealing with too many Pied Pipers lately.
Right? This guy's a snake charmer. And boy, does he get a big snake.
Anyway. Yes, there is this monstrous demon snake in this.
Yeah, like a lava snake.
Thank you. Is that what they actually call it?
Yeah, that's what I'm calling it.
That works.
It's well, it does work, because I think they actually are. In like, there's like this boiling water, so lava snake actually works.
Liquid hot magma.
But it gets woken up and starts to attack the X-Men. And Kazar goes after the Piper, and I love how he, like, grabs him by the neck.
But he picks him up by his head. And then, like, when I saw the thumb go up there by the eye, I thought he was just going to be, like...
Do a mountain?
Yeah.
But no, he knocks him out and then breaks his pipes, which stops the lava snake from attaching.
Which obviously it must not have been hungry or anything, because I'm pretty sure that even though, you know, it was originally summoned by, you know, a Piper, it probably would have still, you know, eaten whatever was around it before it left.
That's fair. That's true. We go back to the Creator and Angel, and Creator gives a quick rundown of all of these people, and I'm not going to get into them because they're really nobodies.
We have Gaza the Blind Giant, Amphibious the Man Frog.
He's going to get into him, though.
Barbarous the... Who gives a shit? Lupo, who I wonder what kind of beasts he controls. And then Brainchild. Right? Well, dude, it says Lupo, who is at one with certain beasts. You gave him the name Lupo. It's going to be fucking wolves, you dumb shits. Just say wolves. Anyways, and then you've got... What does he call him? Brainchild?
With his massive
computer-like mind and the emotions of an infant.
And then Piper was the one.
Oh, yeah.
That was absent, but... and so Angel's like, all right, cool. I'm gonna go call off the X-Men and Kazar, and everything will be fine. I can work this out. So Angel goes flying off, and then we see the Creator as he opens up this panel, and we see Magneto's...
Come on, you should have just been like, we see a famous purple and red helmet.
Magenta.
Actually, right there, it's red.
Or is it fuchsia?
Dude, I'm going to beat you with a microphone. Actually, it's a...
Anyway.
It's three shades in the color wheel away from magenta. Anyways.
Regardless.
Magneto's helmet.
Yeah, we see Magneto's helmet because this is actually Magneto. So I know the last time we saw Magneto in these issues was the robot one that was working with some other mutant when the Sentinels were coming to attack.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't
actually Magneto.
Yeah, they're like, we watched you die.
Yeah.
We watched you die again.
I don't know. We get an explanation in the next issue of where he's been. But yeah, so this is Magneto, apparently.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
Woo.
Go snap.
And see.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Cam, then please check out Wreck My Podcast, where him and his friends talk about everything and nothing. You can find them on YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram at WreckMyPodcast. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this X-Men story.